Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Yesterday was the 6th anniversary of my walking the Camino in Spain. And I remember 6 years ago today going to the church where St. James is buried, and it's the feast of St. Thomas. And so for the apostles, they generally have the same readings for each feast day. And so I'm at the tomb of St. James and I'm listening to the readings for the Mass celebrating the Feast of St. Thomas, and it was so striking. So the first reading is from Ephesians, and it says, "Brothers and sisters, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the holy ones and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. Through him, the whole structure is held together and grows into a temple sacred in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." And I remember reading that reading, sitting mere feet away from the tomb of St. James, having walked 500 miles across Spain, and just being so profoundly moved. I'm no longer a sojourner. I'm no longer traveling, no longer this pilgrim. I've arrived home. And now, still in a real sense, I still am a pilgrim in this life. I'm still journeying towards my final end. But there was something so beautiful about this passage, right upon how it's built on the foundation of the apostles, and I'm, like I said, just feet away from the tomb of St. James, and how all of this is held together in the Lord. And that as beautiful as the church was, and as beautiful as it was to journey across Spain to the burial of St. James, that the Lord desires to be dwelling in me. That I am the temple that he wants to dwell in, and that each of us are called to be that place where the Lord resides, where the Lord rests. Because the physical buildings of the churches, you can destroy them, but our soul will endure forever. And the significance of living in a way that allows our soul to live for eternity in bliss and in the beatific vision, as opposed to living forever in isolation and in torment and in hell. The mission of the apostles to travel and to preach the gospel is very similar to the mission that we have today, to proclaim to the world that we have seen the Lord and that our experience with the Lord has radically changed our lives. What about my experience with the Lord has radically changed my life? Perhaps consider today, what are those intentional encounters I've had with the Lord? And what are the marks that they've left upon me? And how can I seek to renew those graces that are dwelling within from those experiences and to live in a new way? To strive through the grace of God to be built into this temple that's a dwelling place of the Lord, and to be able to proclaim my Lord and my God in all that I do, so that those who are unbelieving may believe. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the witness of St. Thomas and for the witness of all the apostles. Thank you for their zeal and their fervor and the way that they followed you. Lord, give us the grace today to acknowledge the ways that we've encountered you and the ways that you've changed our lives, and to give us a renewed experience of that change and to draw into even deeper union with you. St. Thomas, pray for us. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.